what you see from the offensive line you face.
What's up, Larry?
that you face here in practice, that, you know, pretty, they've got continuity from last year. Just what's your perspective of them in terms of practice and what you
think? Offensive line is great. I mean, they're always pushing us. Larry, in particular, a guy that I see every single day for the last 2 years, has been growing a lot. And he's continuing to challenge me as I challenge him. And overall, I think we have a pretty deep offensive line as a whole. I think in years past, we've struggled a little bit, say if somebody went down, then filling in a spot. But just really with Riley coming along and taking over that left tackle position, Sims has always been consistent. Dom, obviously, 14 years in the league. You got to praise him on that. Larry coming along last year. I personally see Larry as a Pro Bowl guard this year.
I don't know if it was your personal sentiments or you were sharing the whole defensive line's attitude, but you talked last year about wanting to just get it done with four of you. You didn't want the blitz. You'd push Gunther not to use the blitz much. This year, you're using the blitz more. Do you see the benefits of it with what Austin's trying to do?
I'm open either way. Whatever's going to be best for our defense. I've matured and understood from a defensive line standpoint that we have opportunities in the blitz game and in just straight rush, pass rush opportunities to make plays. And it's just as you get older, you understand the defense, you understand the schemes, and really understand how teams want to protect against you. Then you can find your ways and your niches to go and make plays. So either way, it's fine for me, and it's always exciting, especially I want to see JJ have a big year. I want to see Nick have a big year, CJ have a big year, Ziggy to follow up his pretty good year last year and whatnot. And that's where it opens doors for all of us.
Do you think it could clear some doors for more single blocks for you?
Yeah, without question. If they have an opportunity to understand that at any point in time, even it can be third down, second down, first down, whatever down it may be, that we may bring the whole defense at once, or we may bring five or six guys. You have to be aware of that, and you have to account for that. So, and when we put things on film, people pick up on those things.
You mentioned Fairley. You're fairly close to him, aren't you? What is troubling him? Do you think it'll turn out all right?
I don't know if anything is troubling Nick. From my point of view, I think Nick's been being consistent, going out there working hard. I am close with him, and I just see him as an opportunity to go out here and play a tough, great season of football this year for him.
Have you encouraged him? Have you talked to him about that?
I'm always going to encourage Nick. I always want him to be the best player he can be. I haven't said this a lot or to many people, more or less, but Nick is more athletically gifted than me, and he has an opportunity to be better than me, and that's what I want to see out of him.
What do you see overall about as a unit about this defense that's different than a year ago in terms of, you got a new coaching staff, a little bit different scheme? What do you see that's different, and how might it impact your front four specifically?
I think it's just a lot of mixing it up, a lot of opportunities to do different things. And we have we're going to blitz a little bit more, but we have an opportunity to sit back and just play our regular defense. So we have the versatility to do whichever we want to do. It depends on who we want to go against and what we want to do against them. So at any point in time, we can be successful, whether it's with the blitz game, whether that's just straight with the front four or the front seven.
How is Nick more athletically gifted than you?
Younger, faster, all those typical things. I mean, that's how I've always envisioned it. I've always seen myself as a guy like Kyle Van Den Bosch. I should be bigger and better than him. And me coming after him and Nick coming after me, I should be bigger. Karan is expected the same thing, to be more athletic, more talented, more techniques, wise on their technique after the Nick, and make sure he's better than Nick when he comes along and when he gets to his prime.
Why isn't he getting to that level?
I don't make that decision, and that's your opinion if you feel that way.
Dom, can you be surprised about the transition from last year to this year and all the things that are new, how easy it is for you guys to maybe fall into this newness?
For me personally, I can kind of only speak for myself. I don't really see an issue with it. For me, I've been through coaching changes before in college. I understand kind of how they go. A little bit different in the league. But, I mean, if you can understand what you have to get done, hone into that, and take care of business, there should be no issues.
You mentioned maturity earlier. Does that help you maybe with this transition?
Yeah, I think maturity, because you've seen a lot of things. Like I said, I saw it in college. I went through the Callahan, which was a pro-style offense, West Coast offense in Oakland, to a total different defense in Bo Pelini's defense, and he was a 49ers guy. He was with the Patriots and whatnot. So you see those similarities, you see some differences, and then the same thing with Schwartz being a different type of guy, coming from Tennessee, creating his own defense here. And then obviously Coach Terrell Austin and Coach Caldwell bringing in their own type of defense. I mean, you've seen a lot of different things in this game. Really, honestly, this game is really simple. People can make it difficult with terminology, and that's really the biggest thing that you have to hone into is the terminology, because I can go back and find similar things in our defense that we do now that we did last year.
Going back to Nick, the coaches told us that they moved into the second string. Were you surprised by that at all? And what advice would you give him? Anything, you know, you as a guy with a lot of years of success in the league, what would you tell him? Advice would you give him, maybe things that he could improve on?
I don't really look at depth charts, especially this early in the preseason. They really don't matter. I'm going to go out there and play with whoever's going to be out there. I mean, Ziggy wasn't with us in the first team. I was in the second team last year. That's how I was my rookie year and my older days, moving around, playing with different guys. So, honestly, it doesn't mean much to me. I'm not going to pay attention to it. Just go out there and do what you have to do and get ready for practice.
Thank you.